Come on, it's the first day of spring, Susan. No grief. Come on now.
A little something. I don't care.
Q105, home stretch. Of the $1,000 playoff. Payoff. Details coming soon. Partly sunny, windy today, high 39. Doesn't seem real spring-like, especially tomorrow. We're supposed to get some morning snow.
What? It's going to be dry in our area, they say.
Well, the line is really close, though.
Yeah, it looks like BG, they'll get maybe an inch. And then down Tiffin Way, Finley, 1-3 tomorrow. Those guys, they don't have a friggin' clue. Here's what we know. It's cold and it's windy. Yesterday, I was over at Owens Community College talking to their broadcasting crew. They have a broadcast division now. They have associates in broadcasting and audio and TV and all that stuff. Lori King invited me over there. And when I got out in the parking lot out there, you know, in Perrysburg, the wind was whipping right up my skirt. I'm telling you, it was cold. But it was nice. I went over and I fired up the kids.
Molded young minds.
I don't know what I did. But, man, they were firing the questions at me yesterday.
Were they good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was very good.
Some of the
good
questions?
First thing they asked me?
What?
Now, question number one, do you do your show live?
Really?
I'm like, well, yeah. He goes, you do? Don't most shows are taped? And I'm like, not mine. I'm live every day, man. Really? I thought they were all taped. They couldn't get past it.
That's wild.
They were like,
what are they teaching them over there?
Well, no, they don't know. They don't know. That's why I went over there to set them straight.
Okay. All right.
So I told him, he says, what's the thing to be successful in radio today? Ready? Here it is. Versatility.
Yeah.
Oh.
Got to be versatile, baby.
I understand.
You got to have your hand in every element of the business, or you'll make, what are you making now, Paul?
Oh, yeah. Skyrocketing up to 830, is it? 835? Something
835?
Like that? Yeah, I don't know.
Wow, you're making so much money, you're not even paying attention.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And you know what I did tell them, though? If you're going to get into radio, make sure that you're not the primary money maker at the house. Make sure that you have a significant other who has a good job.
Or get ready for three jobs.
Or, work three jobs. But there you go. But we love it, don't we, guys?
For some reason.
Yeah. Look at me on Facebook Live. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Anyway, Facebook Live brought to you by Castillo Funeral Home. All right, American Idol last night. Anybody watch that?
Oh, yeah.
No, I can do that, too.
Yeah, do that.
American Idol last night, it was actually pretty good. They had a couple of, you didn't watch any of it? AI was on last night?
No, but the ratings were down 25% from Sunday, the previous Sunday show to last Sunday. Just FYI.
They were down another 20. Oh, well, yeah. they did okay last Sunday. But then it's down another 25?
Yeah.
Not 25 from Monday night.
No, from Sunday to Sunday, though.
All right, well,
last night, I don't know. Yeah.
It was mildly entertaining. They were in Nashville, and they're in Orleans. And here's a clip of, let's see, this is Adriana Bolton, and she can do whistle tones.
Ooh, like a natural.
She had a weird thing going. It was a weird Aretha version of this.
Let me ask you, your style of music. I mean, what do you listen to? What inspired you?
Music that sucks.
I would say my biggest icon is definitely Mariah Carey. And so I taught myself whistle tones and things.
Whistle tones?
What is whistle tone?
It's the tone. It's the Mariah tone.
Show them,
Katie.
That's Katie, and that's bad.
I can't do a whistle tone.
There it is. That's a word.
Wow.
Listen. It was so weird watching her do it. And then they did thing. Then they did this. They cut away, and they had, like, glasses breaking, and a dog whose head goes up. Yeah, it was pretty funny. It was mildly entertaining. Is it going to succeed? Man, I don't think it is. There is a Goodrich, Michigan girl. My sister lives in Goodrich.
Okay.
Her name is Genevieve Linkowski. She's the oldest of 10 kids.
Ew.
She sang Won't Give Up by Jason Mraz, and she crushed it. She went through. Now, that chick there, she didn't go through.
Okay.
But this girl did. And Lionel Richie, who I like him. He's of the three judges, I like him the best.
Really?
Saying that she reminded him of a young Celine Dion.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, and she's just cute, and watch her go far.
Well, maybe that girl will marry her dad's friend then, like Celine did. That would be great. Mm-hmm.
May he rest in peace.
Sure.
All right. The tearjerker of the night, Susie, get ready. Brandon Elder. Is this guy's name? His biological mother traded him for a car.
No, stop.
Are you laughing at that?
No, I just said
you heartless SOB.
I'm sorry, I had a tickle in my throat.
Son of a burger.
Inappropriate.
Totally
Paul.
Inappropriate.
Paul has a nice car.
Come on, think about that, though. Seriously,
did
his mom...
Did he tell that story?
Yeah, apparently his mom gave him up for adoption, and she traded him for a car. Isn't that terrible?
That'll mess your head up forever.
And then he ended up losing his single adoptive mom to breast cancer recently.
Oh, my gosh, dude, no.
So nobody wants to be around
and
him.
And he sang an original song as a tribute to her, and he crushed it.
When I was a young boy, you took me in and loved me as your own. The greatest love that anyone can ever know.
Yeah. Yeah, all three judges were wiping away friggin' tears, and he went through.
Oh, he did go
yeah,
through.
Yeah, it was very, very
good. Did they talk
good.
About ever meeting like the biological? Did he ever meet the bio mom?
I don't think so. I think okay. She was on the road.
Oh, okay. Because I guess...
She got in that car and just took off.
Just took off. Well, you know, it's a six-disc changer in that thing. I mean, it's a nice car.
It
I mean,
is.
What are you going to do?
And she had the CDs going, and she just kept rolling. That is so bad. I can't believe you took me down to the gutter. Seriously, Paul.
But see, you know what? Here's the thing. He's going on the next round of America now. He's doing very well for himself.
Good-looking kid, too. Right. I'm rooting for him. And The Voice, they had the battle rounds last night. Oh, my God. Shawn Menendez is one of the mentors.
Did you say Menendez?
Mendez. That's what I meant to say.
One of the Menendez brothers. Yeah.
Mendez.
May or may not have killed his parents.
I'm sorry. Did I say Menendez?
You
I did, didn't I?
I know what you meant, though.
Shawn Mendez.
But I love it when he says that.
Did you know he's only 19 freaking teen?
Oh, yes.
I don't
19,
like him
and he's
yes.
a producer and a writer.
When I was a young...
Oops, you hit
sorry.
The button.
He's really talented. Play me some Shawn Menendez or Mendez, either or later today.
Well, I just did. I played you Stitches.
I didn't hear it. I was too busy focused on the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, right. But The Voice is really good and lots of steals. So there you go on
that's
that
cool.
deal. All right, what's the lifeblood of every morning show? I said this yesterday when I was talking to the kids at Owens. I'll come back and tell you that. But first, let's go to the greatest garbage man known to man. It's Rob. Hello, Rabino. Welcome to the broadcast.
You got to have a garbage man that calls in on your show. That's the lifeblood, baby.
There you go.
That's right.
Hey, what kind of car?
Okay. don't be piling on with Paul, who's drugged me down to the gutter.
Hey, I'm curious. This is a hell of an idea.
I think it was a Chevette.
I got four here. I could like get a boat for one, and get a new car or truck for another one.
Yeah,
this is actually a hell of an idea.
No, it's not really.
I would have thought of this.
Yeah, well,
stop it.
Yeah, it's too late.
Paul, you getting married or what? You getting engaged?
I'll let you know.
Hey, today is proposal day. Everybody who calls up, ask Paul if he's getting engaged today. Today's national proposal day. Don't you think, Rob? It's time.
Yes, it's beyond time.
Rob and I would look really good in tuxes, too.
Sure.
And Uncle Gary.
Oh, yeah,
me,
right.
Rob, and Uncle Gary will stand up.
There it is, right there.
We're there.
Hey, what's shaking down there in Washington local?
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
I'm sorry. I just can't. That's funny. It's a great day in Toledo, man. You got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm glad I'm on the radio. All right, Rob, got to go, dude. Have a great day.
All right, later.
See you, buddy.
So
bye-bye.
My first marriage, my Uncle Gary did not make it to my ceremony. He made it to the reception, though. Do you know why he didn't make it to the ceremony?
He was drunk.
Season tickets to see the Bucks, so he wanted to go to a home game. But he made it back in time
you
for
know
the reception.
What, he had his priority straight. He knew that it was going to end in disaster. All right, more to come. Don't move. It's Q105.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto. With hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
Let's look at you right now. Traffic is awesome.